All right, welcome back to the Media Board of Equalization hearing for August 20th. We will go ahead and start with the next appeal number, which is Appeal 6860, DC Dulles Phase 1 LLC. Representing the appellant is Mr. Fay, who has already been sworn in, and then Ms. Redden, who has already been sworn in, and then for the additional core member, can you state your name for the record?
Lindsay Schmidt.
Okay, Ms. Schmidt. Can you raise your hand? Do you swear that the evidence you shall give in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
All right, the record shows Schmidt has been sworn in, and Ms. Redden and Mr. Fay have already been sworn in. So we'll go ahead, Mr. Fay.
So, no further testimony to add here.
Okay. Ms. Schmidt, I assume you're presenting? Okay.
The case that was presented by Mr. Fay was asking for a reduction in land value. I requested the sales that the appellant had brought forward. They're saying they were seeing land sales between $1.2 million and $1.5 million an acre. We value on a GFA, and so this property has been valued at $70 a GFA, which is in line with every other data center. And Mr. Fay had indicated that he wasn't in disagreement, that the sales have been very old, that the owner had presented.
Very well. Thank you. Board members, do you have any comments or questions?
No, sir.
All right. So, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Just a few.
That we uphold the 2025 value of the land at $35,684,800 and the improvements of the same. So, for the total value of $40,607,760.
Do I have a second? Mr. Saltzman. Any comments or questions from board members? Okay, all those in favor of the motion is stated, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
All right, that motion passes 5-0. The property amount is affirmed. Okay. The last hearing today, the last case, is 6871. And that's C1 Bomead LLC. And looks like we have the same representatives for the appellants and for the core. So no one needs to be sworn in. Can you state your name for the record, please, again?
Sure. Robert Fay.
Lindsay Schmidt. Hi, from Redding.
Okay, thank you. Just in case court asks for the recording. Mr. Fay, I'll leave it to you.
Yeah, so for this one, pretty straightforward. Not going to really get into too much of arguing it here. Essentially, it was purchased on November 21st, 2024, in the amount of $154,100,000. The current assessment is coming in at $172,122,900. And so I think that a fair value to apply here would be that most recent sales price of $154 million. Thank you.
Okay. Core?
So in anticipation of this sale in the fall of 2024, there was an appeal. The issue at hand was that the sale was not an arm's length transfer. It was from the tenant, Cyrus One, vice versa, from the owner, ARAP, to Cyrus One, the tenant. So the definition of market value, point number three, that a reasonable time is allowed for exposure in the open market, did not fulfill the definition of market value. Her co-star, it's listed that this was purchased by the tenant. The stakeholders in this case, both the tenant and the seller, agreed to a settlement based on this appeal on the value of 168 the prior year. It's on my, it may be in this package too, the prior value, 168 million.
126,310.
So the stakeholders agreed to that value, and this is based on Marshall's work. For this year, for the 2025 assessment, the values went up slightly. The land value went from $60 per GFA to $70 per GFA, and the building value went up.
Okay. You don't have any other comments, I guess. Board members, any comments or questions? Okay. I would not imply that we should just accept the core's assessed value, but I guess I'm not seeing that board members are questioning that, because the appellant's not arguing vociferously than yours.
I just gonna say the logic, the way the core is valued, it would be the same as all the other data centers we heard at the previous hearings. Would that be a correct assumption on my part?
Yes.
So I don't need to hear that same explanation again. That's all. That's why.
Okay.
Just as a personal note, I went through the exact same thing on my private land parcel. I closed November 30th, paid X number of dollars to buy it. January 1, there was an appraisal by the Corps, and I had gained 25% in value. And they told me the bad news is I'll pay more taxes, and the good news is I got a great capital gain. So you paid $154 million, you said, for the property. Given that the value they came to was the 172 for the year?
Correct.
Yeah. 172 million based on comps. They had the same problem I did. It's just in much bigger numbers.
Okay, that said, do I have a motion?
Yes, I move that we uphold the core's valuation of this parcel. Land is $18,143,600 improvement, $153,979,300 for a total value in 2025 of $172,122,900.
Okay, you have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Fugue. Okay, any comments or questions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. So that concludes this hearing, this appeal. That concludes this hearing. All our cases have been heard. So before I adjourn the meeting, are there any other comments, questions, statements that board members would like to make, or questions about anything before we close this meeting?
Thank you, Susan, Humphreys, for doing a great job to keeping us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. That didn't have to be on the record, though.
Okay. Oh, it did.
I remember your backpack from last year.
All right. Okay, this meeting's adjourned. And...